Amy and I are sitting in here with some lovely guests. Who do we have now, Amy?
Well, we've got the People for Medicine on the Move, which is in Ghana. Africa is made up of many different countries. Ghana is in West Africa. And how many countries? Patricia, you tell me.
We have 54
different countries. 54 different countries. So, see, way more than
our 50
states.
As opposed to our two or three here on this
exactly.
one.
Exactly. Exactly. Medicine on the Move is a very interesting program in Ghana. We have Jonathan Porter. You founded the organization, yeah?
Well, it's more complicated than that, but I was one of the people involved.
Okay, one of the people involved. And as part of that project, you have built more than one aircraft.
Absolutely. Well, basically, it's three organizations in one, and the building of the airplanes is done through a commercial operation called WASPS and a school called the Avtec Academy, and that provides the aircraft and the people for Medicine on the Move. Because sustainability and funding is a massive issue today. And our plan is that these young ladies from the rural areas have got a long-term career. It's not just reliant on people giving money. So, yeah, we've built six aeroplanes. We've built a few X-Airs, and we really focus now on the Zenith aircraft because they're very robust for our environment and a fantastic aeroplane in the bush.
And what you're doing is you're actually using these aircraft to go out into the bush when people need transportation for medical help?
The transportation side is there. The challenge is with regulatory.
Mm-hmm.
But the main focus of the use of the aircraft is for delivering health education materials to rural communities. Now, you can imagine that you wanted to go from where we are here, let's say down to Iowa. You know, that's maybe a four-hour drive. That same distance in Ghana might be a two-day drive or just a couple of hours in a small plane.
Mm.
And that's where the challenge comes. If we look in, people here prefer miles, I guess. If we look in miles terms, we actually have an airstrip, which we're trying to open, which is about 130 miles from us. So just over an hour in a small plane or 14 hours by road.
Because it's not freeway at 70 miles per hour down.
No, we actually have a total of 10 miles of freeway in the whole country.
Things do change.
Yes.
What's really fascinating is that you've created this Aviation Tech Academy and that many young women have attended this academy. So that's who's building your airplanes.
Well, you know, I used to be a male chauvinist pig until 5 years ago. Am I not allowed to say that here? Oh, well, I'm in trouble. Until 5 years ago, this young woman walked out of the bush and asked for a job. And to try to get rid of her, I gave her a pickaxe and a cutlass and told her to go and clear trees off the runway.
And she came back 10 minutes later.
She did a better job than the men.
Yes.
And then she was clearing shrub around one of the workshops when one of the men in the workshops was caught stealing. She was called over to ask to hold her wing whilst we were popping some pins in. And she started copying everything going on better than anybody else. So we offered her to learn to build planes. She then went on to fly planes. She then went on to become an instructor.
She was not in aviation before then?
She lived in literally a mud hut and had done home economics at school. And when we were struggling as how we are going to make this thing sustainable, she came up with that idea, and she's sitting next to me here.
Patricia. <That's> fantastic.
And what's your side of this wonderful story?
Well, Jonathan is altogether right, but I've always believed in women. And you know, when I was very young, I was exceptional. I always told my parents that I want to be very different. I want to show the world that women really can do things and even do them better than men sometimes. Unfortunately, for where I come from in Ghana, women are not altogether given the opportunity as men are. So when I had this opportunity, somebody else invested in me. Afterwards, I said, well, I don't want to keep this to just myself. Otherwise, I will be seen as selfish. But then I want to broaden the whole view when it comes to aviation. So I said, well, why don't we start an academy? Because in Ghana, the attitude from rich backgrounds are not altogether the best. When people come from rich backgrounds, they are they don't want to listen to anybody. They don't want to learn. So I said, well, let's give the opportunity to young women from the rural communities who are ready to receive that knowledge. And that's how the Aftec Academy basically started. And these girls are doing a fantastic job. I mean, this was the first ever exams I happened to mark for them for this end of term exams, and I was very thrilled. Their performance was brilliant.
Ah, that's fantastic. And Lydia, you are one of these students, yes?
Yes, please.
But you're not just one of these students. You also came to the Aviation Tech Academy through Medicine on the Move a little bit, too. You want to talk a little bit about yourself?
I mean, say 2 years ago, I was in the market helping my mother before going to school. And I got to meet these two people who wanted to help me with my arm, because during those times my arm was bleeding. So they sent me to hospital, and they went and find out whether they can do something about my arm for me. And the doctor said, well, I don't know what the doctors told them. So later on, they told me I'll be going to hospital for surgery, plastic surgery, which is a year ago. So that day, they sent me to their house, and they said, okay, I have to live with them. So then I live with them, and I asked them whether I can be going back to school as I'm leaving. Then they told me there's a new school coming to start called Aviation and Technology Academy. So they asked me if I would like to join the school. And I asked myself, anyway, if I attend this school, who will pay my school fees for me? Who will look after me in school? Because even my school I attend, my parents don't get that money for me to pay. And there's a lot of money in going to Aviation and Technology Academy. It's a lot of money. And Patricia and Mr. Porter decided to help me with my school. So that's how I got into Aviation and Technology Academy.
This is wonderful.
Yeah.
This is a wonderful, wonderful thing.
Amy, I think we really, you know, we take a lot for granted in this country and the opportunities we have. I mean, women do have, we have our own struggles here, as we've discussed with some people, but in a lot of other countries, there's before this kind of program, no opportunities.
That's precisely right. That's precisely
right. This is fantastic.
Right. Where can people find out more about your organization?
Well, there's a number of places. Obviously, on the internet, you can go to www.medicineonthemove.org, or you can come and find us. We are generally based around the Zenith booth at 641, down by the Home Builders Green Pillar, and we're in and out of there each day because we have got a great relationship with Zenith, and they have been fantastic working with us. So we can be in and out of there. There's a board down there showing what we do. And also, if you go to the Rotax stand, because we actually represent Rotax and they support a lot of what we do, if you go to the Rotax stand, you can find a board there where you'll discover that these girls were the first people in Africa to install the new Rotax 912 IS engine. And Lydia was the first student to fly with it. And so you can find out about it several places. And if you just go onto the web and type Medicine on the Move, Ghana, or whatever, you will find us. And type Lydia or Patricia, Ghana, and you'll get half a million hits or more.
That's fantastic.
You'll also see them at the Women in Aviation Breakfast on
Absolutely.
Friday morning at the Nature Pavilion.
We'll even let in the men.
Oh, well, we let in a lot of men. And Women in Aviation, despite its name, is not only an exclusive women's organization. Women in Aviation International, 11% of its membership is male.
That's a pretty good number.
You can win a scholarship no matter what your gender is. It's about being a member. It's about being a participant. and
supporting the future
supporting
of women.
The future of women. It's all in the attitude, which clearly you've changed. Right?
Oh, absolutely. I can tell you, I am now the biggest advocate of women in aviation. They build planes better, they fly better, and they are absolutely amazing to work with. I'm a very lucky chap.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to come in on the show today. That's it for Around the Patch. We'll be back tomorrow on EAA Radio.
Thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.